favorite weekend live performance sets, and that's on CBS every Saturday morning. Her tour, she's touring through the rest of the year, but nothing here yet. And you go to MadisonCunningham.com for all the information. Lily May, you've got Other Girls for that. Beautiful single off the Nashville musician's sophomore album, Other Girls. It's out today on Third Man Records. She is opening for Robert Plant throughout September and October, so make sure you go to Lily May's website and check that out. And kicking off new music set for today with Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, a great one called Dragons. It's the title track, and that features the Lone Bellow, who I love. I love the Lone Bellow, and you mix that with Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, and you got yourself, well, you got yourself something special right there. And that was written by Drew Holcomb and Zach Williams of the Lone Bellow. The new album out today on Magnolia Music. And they're on tour throughout the fall and in Boston October 22nd at City Winery. Go out and get yourself some new music. Buy some of these albums. Support these musicians. That's what it's all about, my friends. All right. Speaking of being on tour and stopping in the area, this is a set of bands and musicians that are on tour now, and they're playing in Boston this weekend, including my wonderful in-studio guest, Rachel Sumner, who's sitting across from me right now, and I can't wait to have her on the air and play some songs for you. It's going to be so good. But let's get into the set right now with bands that are in town this weekend, because we have so much. We are an embarrassment of riches here in the Boston area. Everyone stops through. We are very lucky. So go out and support these guys, because being on the road and touring is expensive. And they make our lives better, so make their lives better. Here's some Summer Cannibals. They are here tonight at Once Ballroom in Somerville.
Spent most of my time crying when I was with you. You say I was emotional, but it turns out only from the things you do. Now I don't cry like I used to.
Bleed to death before you tell.
Tuned into the Music Savage Show, and that was a set of musicians and bands here in our area this weekend. So much to choose from, so go out and see some music. That was Rachel Sumner right there, Shiver and Shake, first track off the Boston Musicians' beautiful 2018 debut EP, Anything Worth Doing. Last show of her summer residency at Atwood's Tavern is Sunday, August 18th. You can go to atwoodstavern.com for tickets and information. Up ahead of that, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, Nature's Natural, off of their 2017 album Backlash, out on In Grooves Records. Their tour brings them to Great Scott Sunday as well, August 18th. Spirit Family Reunion, one-way ticket. That's from the New York band's first new album in 4 years. Man, it's been a while. It's out today. No. What is today, the 16th? I got that wrong. August 9th. It was released last Friday, and it's really good. It's called Ride Free, and I played you One Way Ticket. Their tour brings them to Great Scott here in Boston. Saturday, August 17th, which is tomorrow. Slaughter Beach Dog Heart Attack off of their third release, Safe and Also No Fear, out now via Big Scary Monsters. The Philadelphia band are in town tonight at the Sinclair in Cambridge. And speaking of tonight, Summer Cannibals, Like I Used To is the name of the track I played for you, off of the Portland, Oregon band's fourth album, Can't Tell Me No, which is out now on Tiny Engines Records, and their tour brings them to our area tonight at Once Ballroom in Somerville. So, go out and see these bands, support them, being on the road to make our lives happy, so go out, show them you care. Speaking of being on the road and playing music to make us happy, Rachel Sumner, who is finishing up her residency at Atwood's Tavern again on Sunday, August 18th, well, she's sitting right across from me. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Well, it's nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
It is so exciting to have a wonderful musician in the studio actually here to play music. And you got up nice and early to come and join me, and I couldn't be more appreciative of that.
It's nice to see the sunrise.
Oh. And you're here in the studio, and you're going to play a few songs. Mm-hmm. And so tell me about your Atwood's residency. How was that? And when did it start? How long have you been, when did it start this summer?
It started in June. It's been going every third Sunday of the month. So June and July have happened.
Yep.
And it was really wonderful. It's been great to work up a lot of my old songs with a new full band and a lot of new songs that I've been writing, working toward my full length album, my first full length.
Oh, that is so exciting. So you are playing, you've been with this Atwood's residency with a brand new band, and this band that you're working with are also playing with you and they're getting the new album together ready with you.
Yeah, we're working on demoing.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's fun.
And it's coming along. It's coming along well.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Really excited.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. I know my listeners are excited to have you to be listening. And why don't we have you play a song? How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Excellent. Let me make sure everything is potted up.
This is called Lose My Love. So it goes. I saw you heading for the door in your fancy clothes. I'd never seen you wear before. Sunsets at 6, streetlights at 7. You're still not home and it's 11. I know you said that she's just an old friend. I never said I loved you first. I never had any claim. At least the days are getting longer. We'll keep the nights at bay. I'm just trying to lose my love for you a little more each day. I'm just trying to lose my love for you a little more each day. Say it slowly. Ooh, you can't deny you lie poorly when you let excuses fly. Sweet talking mouths are only heard first time, not the third. No broken bed could save this broken bed. I never said I loved you first. I never had any claim. At least the days are getting longer. Now we'll keep the nights at bay.
Oh my God. My first live in studio performance, and that couldn't have been better. How did this sound for you in your headphones?
Sounds good.
Excellent. It's all going along so well. Well, where did that song originate from, and what album is that off of?
So that's actually a song that I did with Twisted Pine. That's on our self-titled debut album off Signature Sounds. I wrote it in the shower.
Did you?
I did.
A lot of great ideas and things happen in the shower, obviously. And you came up with a beautiful song in the shower. I come up with like Simpsons lyrics and things like that. It's nothing original ever, but you actually took the time and wrote a song in the shower. That's very amazing.
At the time, that was the only time I had.
Gotcha. Well, you did a great job. I don't know if I can do anything like that, but tomorrow in the shower, I'm going to try to write a song and I'll send you the lyrics.
It's a good challenge. I look forward to it.
All right. So you got another one for us?
Yeah. So this next one is actually a cover. I'm going to be releasing, I've been releasing covers this summer periodically, and this next one is a Casey and Clayton song.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know if you're...
I've seen them live. They played at Solid Sound a few years ago, the Wilco.
They're
so good. All right. Have at it. I'm excited.
So this is from... one of their older albums, and the song is called Rocks and Gravel.
Excellent.
from my home.
You did Casey and Clayton proud right there.
Hope so.
I think you did.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. So where did the inspiration to come up with, where did you come up with the idea to do covers over the summer?
Well, so in my solo sets, I throw covers in. I learn songs that I especially love and feel like I can learn from.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just kind of become a staple in my solo set. And the EP is really produced, but it's not really a good representation of what you would see if you went to a Rachel Sumner solo show. And so I wanted to have that out there. And it was also just really fun to get to experiment with recording my favorite songs, and hopefully I did them justice.
I was wondering, so when you're performing your favorite songs and something as beautiful as that, do you feel extra pressure as a musician, or do you just kind of let that, you know, fall off your back and say it's just a song and I'm going to put my own twist on it? Or do you try to stay as close to the actual song as it is, or do you kind of put your own Rachel Sumner spin on it?
Depends on the song. For that, I did my own arrangement, and I actually just recorded Between the Bars, Elliot Smith, and that's coming up pretty soon.
Wow.
But I stay very close to the original, because the original is just so good. But there is definitely pressure. I feel that.
Oh, sure. I think you handled that wonderfully.
Thanks.
So what do you got next for us?
I've got a new song, if that's all right.
Of course it's all right. I can't wait to hear it. And this is coming off of what you're working on now.
Yes.
All right.
Correct. It's a song that I wrote with Dinty Child of Session Americana. We were sitting down in my living room, and he was like, I really want to write a song with sha-la-la-la-la. And she wanted an excuse to say that. And I was like, I'm into that. Yes, definitely. Definitely, Dinty. Let me just get this guitar in.
Yes, any song that you can incorporate a sha-la-la-la-la into it, of course you're going to go for it.
Yeah.
If someone sits down on my couch and says, let's do something with sha-la-la-la, you're not going to say no.
Yeah, absolutely not. So once you pick it up, listeners, I think you can sing along.
Oh, it's a sing-along, too.
No, not really.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll make sure my mic is off, then. I'll let you handle the singing, then.
Sorry, this is stubborn.
No, you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're tuning your guitar, so look at that.
Almost. We're almost there. It's a... She's upset. The guitar's upset.
Is this so early?
It's so early. That's good enough. This is called The Last One.
The Last One.
It's always the last shot. At least that's what they say. I've been drinking too much. I got too much to do. It's always the last thought that won't go away. I've been saying a lot and not thinking it through. My regrets all take a number. They're standing patiently in line. I tell them it'll never happen again. Until the next time. And shut the door and keep me spinning. Cross the floor, let's stay here in the sha-la-la-la-la. Tomorrow's still so far away, and sorry's for the light of day. The last one's still another one away. Thank you. fashionable friends. It's always the last chance that takes all your time. I've been burning my candles at all of their ends. My regrets all take a number. They're standing patiently in line. I tell them it'll never happen again. Till the next time. So fill my glass and shut the door and keep me spinning. Cross the floor, let's stay here in the sha-la-la-la-la. Tomorrow's still so far away.
That's a hit right there. I'm calling it right now. That's a hit. I'm going to make sure of it. I'm going to play the hell out of that at Music Savage when the album comes out. I'm going to have everyone singing sha-la-la-la-la.
Thanks. I hope people do sing sha-la-la-la-la.
It's happening. It's happening right now. I know my friends are listening and they're all singing sha-la-la-la. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Coming up on the new album. So I feel like I shouldn't ask this, but I'm going to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What's the time frame for your new album?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to start recording. We're demoing in the fall.
Awesome.
And then possibly recording in December, mm-hmm. January. So sometime next year, it'll be coming out.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And when it comes out, people, you're going to be the first to know, because I'm going to keep bothering Rachel about it until I have a copy in my hands. And then we'll have a Rachel Sumner brand new album release party. Hey, you want to come back for that?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say that.
Morning release party.
Morning release party. You all will be the first to hear it because it's so dang early.
I'll bring donuts.
Oh, I cannot wait for 2020. You got another one for us?
Yeah, I got another new one for you.
Yay.
Okay.
Of course it is. No, I'm going to kick you out of here.
Oh, right.
No, you can play a new song.
I'll look at the time. this one. This is a song called So What?
So What? Rachel Sumner, live, Studio A, WMFO.
I got your messages this morning and all the ones from yesterday. Yes, I saw you at the show and with no warning. Saw you with some new arms round your waist. Didn't take you too long to get back to performing. Now you're acting like I'm the one who got away. I hope hope she welcomed the affection, the wine, the winks, the big bouquet. You never were one for discretion, and last night was a full-blown cabaret. But if she had your attention, why'd you look in my direction? So what, maybe I almost felt like crying. So what, maybe you saw me start to shake. I'd prefer to seem unfazed. Doesn't mean I've been upstaged, because I don't need you anymore. Now you're reaching out of the blue, and I can't help but wonder if you phoned her too. Oh, ain't it a shame when meaning's misconstrued? You assume my solitude when I'm not over. You are looking for a friend, just fishing for a feud. So what, maybe I almost felt like crying. So what, maybe my knees started giving way. I'd prefer to seem unfazed. Doesn't mean I've been upstaged, because I don't need you anymore. New flames come and old flames go. I burn brightly on my own. So what, maybe I almost felt like crying. Almost took the call when I saw your name. But I'd rather be alone, leave your message at the tone, because
that was outstanding.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning and playing songs for everyone out there and for me, because I really enjoyed that.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
My pleasure. So that was a new song. Now, you are playing at Woods Tavern.
Yes.
Sunday, August 18th is the last of your residency there. Mm-hmm. Are you checking those songs and playing them live? Are you kind of giving them some life and seeing how they feel live?
Yes, yeah. We've arranged it for the full band. It's even more exciting. I've got amazing players. Julian Loida of Nighttree, he's playing drums and percussion.
Excellent.
Eden Reyes is playing cello. She's like a punk cellist. She's amazing.
That sounds amazing.
I've got Adam Gerchek on bass, and he's like a whiz at, he played classically, but he's also a really amazing folk bassist.
Man, so. It sounds like this new album is going to be something stellar.
I'm excited.
So if you want to hear this album live, I think you all need to go to Atwood's Tavern Sunday, August 18th, and go and support Rachel Sumner. It's my pleasure to have you here, and what I want to do is also give away a pair of tickets, put your name on the guest list, and all you got to do is tweet at Music Savage. So if you're out there, if you're in the Boston area, or if you're in the New England area, you should just come to Boston. Give me a tweet, tell me that you want to go, and the first one that I get, at Music Savage, I'll put you and a guest on the list, courtesy of the wonderful Rachel Sumner and Randy Millman, and
I'll throw in a CD, too.
What?
CD.
How can you turn that down? Come on out. Go see Rachel Sumner. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's do this again, shall we?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. All right, so let's get back into the final set of music. It's our hot take set every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Boston time. We do a hot takes. It's a listing of music and videos that have been sent to us throughout the week, and we want you to hear them. So here is brand new music from Whitney. And remember, you need to go to Atwood's Sunday, August 18th. See my special guest live. Do it. I'll see you there because I'm going to be there and I'll buy you a beer.
Cut the ties if you want.
was a shy kid, twice as old as I'll ever be.
Time flies when you're having fun. Son of Daft Punk. His Music Savage Show has come to an end. I've taken you around the world and back in song. I hope you enjoyed the journey as much as I did. I'm having Rachel Sumner on and have her play here and chat with me for a little bit. It was so awesome. I enjoyed that very much. I hope that you did too. She sounded amazing. Make sure that you head to her website, rachelsumnermusic.com. That wonderful Casey and Clayton cover of Rocks and Gravel will be available soon. And remember, Atwood's Tavern, Sunday, August 16th. Sunday, August 18th in Cambridge. Her last residency show. Go out and support her. Hear her new music. Music that's coming up on her new album, as you heard here, out sometime in 2020. And I have a spot in the guest list for you. If you're in the area, you heard what you're going to hear live, right? You heard how amazing that is. And she doesn't have a band with her. Come on. Send me a tweet at Music Savage. That simple. And I'll put you on the list. Plus one for a wonderful night of music in Cambridge on Sunday at Music Savage. Go see Rachel Sumner. Thank you so much to her for coming in and playing. That was just wonderful. You heard Clues for the Hot Take set. Hollywood, new single from the Australian sister duo. They released a fantastic video for that, which will be on Hot Takes. Andrew Combs up out of that. Music Savage favorite. Born Without a Clue. Great one off his upcoming album, Ideal Man, out September 2nd via New West Records. Tour starts October 9th in Dallas. He's going to be here with the Fruit Bats at the Sinclair in Cambridge. October 9th. Not October 9th. Soon. Head to the Sinclair and find out. Whitney up out of that. Used to Be Lonely. Beautiful new single off the Chicago band's highly anticipated sophomore album, Forever Turned Around, out August 30th. They're on tour and in Boston Wednesday, October 2nd at Royale. Go out and buy new music. Go see live music. Music makes everything better, especially the Atwood Show on Sunday. And come back to me next Friday for another Music Savage show. Be good to each other, kids. The world needs more of that, and it's up to all of us. It's up to you, you, and you. It's Ryan D. Signing off, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Free From Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world, WMFO.org. See you, kids.